Time to have a look at the Big Ten race card in Launceston on Sunday night. The first race on Sky 2, the last nine on Sky 1. The state's leading trainer is Ben Yole, and he joins me online to have a chat about a few of his runners on the program. How are you going, Ben?
Good, thanks, Duncan.
Let's have a look at some of your runners on the Launceston card. We won't go through all of them naturally. Coffair Hustler, race 2, number 2, comes into this race off a pretty handy win in Hobart last start.
Yeah, look, she's always around the money. She'll be up there in the firing line somewhere and run a normal, honest race.
At Nine Diamonds is going for a winning hat trick. Pretty good when being able to use her gate speed in Launceston last Friday week.
Yeah, she's up in class again tonight, so she'll probably need a few things to go her way. But if she happens to get a good running transit, I think she's taken a lot of improvement from that run.
Baccarat keeps putting the riding on the wall. He's been placed in his last two outings.
Yeah, he's ready to win. Gav comes in every week and says he's just needs the barrier draw, so 5 might be better than 13, but we're still going to need a bit of luck to get in early, and if we can do that, he should be right there.
And the other runner we'll mention in that race is Spot 8, who's been racing well, just needs a little bit of luck on his side of late.
Yeah, he's dropped in class now, and he's going a lot better than what he was, so just probably needs a bit of luck in running, and he should be there. He's been good lately.
Righto, let's skip over to race 3. The first runner we'll chat about is Border Cross. Finished second in Launceston last Friday week, and this race might be just a bit of a dropping class for him.
Yeah, you just don't know which one's going to turn up. If the better Border Cross turns up, he should probably beat them horses. He went good last week, and the week before he'll go no good for sort of no reason. So he plays a few mind games with us all, but if he turns up, he should be in it.
A couple off the back row, Pink Ponder. She's probably better suited over the sprint trip.
Yeah, I think she's down in class tonight, and she didn't race last week, so she's nice and fresh and worked well during the week, so I expect her to run a race in there.
And Always a Stride, who draws outside of the second row. He was settled a long way back in Launceston last Friday week.
Yeah, Gareth was really happy with him. He got off him his first drive on him, got off him and said he should have won. So he's pretty honest, Gareth, and we'll go with his opinion there, and he's chosen to drive him over the rest, so he has to be given a chance.
Right, well, given Gareth having the choice there, I think punters should follow that one in. Race number 4 on the card, and a couple of runners here. Chiodino Stride comes up with, well, currently in gate 3, depends if Emergency inside him gains a start, but he was a handy second last time out in the race won by Carr Dessler in Hobart, which looks to be a strong form race.
Yeah, look, he's going well. He's a very, very good front runner, so he'll push forward tonight, and he'll either lead or sit outside the leader. So either or, I think he can nearly go close.
Another horse to come out of that race won by Carr Dessler is Live for Peace, draws barrier 2 on the second row, and with Sam Clotweb, his 5-point claim gets in nicely.
Yeah, I have a nice opinion of this horse. He's a bit of a surprise packet. I thought he was just one of the bunch, but he sort of turned the corner and he was good in the death and then really good third on Sunday. So I expect he sort of can make a move if he needs to or just come with a run and should be right there.
Let's skip a couple of races and go to race 7. Jake's a Joy, number 5, engaged in this race. He's had a few chances in these lowly rated races. He finished 5th last time out. Can he break through for an overdue win here?
Yeah, he's always thereabouts. I wouldn't call him honest, but he's thereabouts. He's been given his chance plenty of times and he sort of lets us down. So if he brings proper Jake's Joy to the races, he'll win. If he doesn't, he'll just be around the money.
Race 8 on the card. A few runners engaged in this race. The one we'll have a chat about is My Ultimate Romeo, who has been placed in 3 out of his last 4 outings.
Yeah, he's been going really good, Romeo. He sort of didn't suit him last week, very hard run race and had to sit outside the leader and that's not his go. So he's a better sit sprinter. Going to get a good run tonight, and he should run top 3 or 4.
Race 9, Rear Rook Harry draws inside of the second row. Bet on Black, who he follows out, has got a good bit of gate speed, so should settle close to the speed.
Yeah, this is his class. He's been thereabouts lately doing a bit of work, so he'll probably appreciate sitting in on the fence there, not doing much, and if he can produce late, he might be thereabouts.
Also in that race, Yellow Taxi finished 2nd behind Mazazu in Hobart back on August 9, and this race looks a little bit easier.
Yeah, look, I would sort of think he'd have to be in a race like this. He's always thereabouts. He gives his best. He's just not blessed with a heap of speed. So if they go hard, that suits him. If they walk, he sort of needs to put himself into the race.
And we'll talk about all four runners in the last race. Southern GMP, he comes up with barrier number two, and he's got a little bit of gate speed if Sam elects to use it.
Yeah, look, I think we will tonight. He was very, very good in Launceston last week. Very home, got home good late. Was a bit unlucky, so we put him up into the race tonight, and he'll get his chance in that grade.
Victoria Pastoral's outside of the front line, being placed in two out of his last four. I didn't mind the second three starts back.
Yeah, forget his last two. He's just been knocked over and had no luck. So he's still going good. He makes a bit of his own luck, and he can either go forward or sit in tonight. It won't really worry him. He'll be there about.
My Celebrity won three starts to go in being able to lead. Draws the second row here.
Yeah, look, him and Connor get along really well. He's a funny horse to drive, but ability-wise, he's got plenty there. He ran a really good last half last week, and I expect him to sort of be right there in this race.
And Aussie Major also in that race. Barrier 2 in the second row. Wasn't a bad effort when third last time out.
Yeah, he's always around the money. He's been pretty consistent lately, and he hasn't had the best barrier draw. So something like that, just sitting in there, and he'll be there about, no doubt, for sure.
Well, Ben, that's a look at your runners in the Launceston card using the Taz Racing's price assessor on harness.org to look at those in the market. Who do you reckon your best winning chance is out of your big team on Sunday night?
I'd take Chiavino Stride and Bacharach.
Righto. So Chiavino Stride was in early. He was at race 4, number 3, and Bacharach is race 2, number 5. Appreciate the insight into a large percentage of your runners on Sunday night, Ben, and best of luck.
Thanks, Duncan.